Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to peel back the layers on, well, one of the most incredible parts of your body, the human shoulder.
It really is amazing, isn't it?
It is. I mean, think about it. How many times a day do you reach or lift or throw or even just, you know, wave hello?
Uh-huh. Constantly.
Yeah. And it feels so natural, almost effortless, like magic. But underneath all that smooth motion, there's this astonishing piece of biological engineering.
Right.
So the question we're digging into is, how does something so complex manage to feel so simple?
And that's exactly our mission for this deep dive. We've gone through a whole stack of sources, detailed anatomy stuff, biomechanics, the works.
Okay.
And the goal is really to cut through all the technical jargon, get straight to those aha moments.
Yeah.
We want you to understand not just which muscles move your shoulder, but how they actually coordinate.
How they work together.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
To give you both that incredible movement and that solid stability. Honestly, you probably won't think about just lifting your arm the same way again after this.
Okay. All right. Let's unpack this then. So when we talk shoulder, most people probably think of the big muscles, right? The ones you see.
Yeah, the deltoid maybe.
Exactly. But what's really foundational, kind of the unsung heroes, are these rotator cuff muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Ligaments do offer some support, sure, but most of the joint's real strength, its security, especially with that huge range of motion, it comes from four specific deep muscles.
Right. Hidden away under the bigger ones.
Yeah. We're talking about the subscapularis, supraspinatus, teres minor, and the infraspinatus. They're like the inner guardians of the shoulder.
And that's where the genius is, really.
Yeah.
Their collective function. It's fascinating.
Oh, so.
Well, when all four of those activate together at the same time, they don't just like pull in one direction. They work as a team to sort of cinch down.
Cinch down.
Yeah. They pull the head of the humerus, that's your upper arm bone, and hold it snug in the glenoid cavity, that shallow socket on your shoulder blade.
Ah, okay. Or, like a dynamic brace.
Exactly. A dynamic brace. It provides this essential stability while allowing for movement. It's why you can swing your arm around without it popping out all the time.
Which would be inconvenient.
Very. So, yeah, this stability is key. And these deeper muscles, they set the stage, working with the more superficial ones for everything else.
Okay, so that deep stability is the bedrock. Amazing. Let's get into the movements then. How about we start with lateral rotation?
Good place to start.
This is where it gets really interesting, I think. So imagine you're turning your palm. Say your arm is relaxed by your side, palm facing your body.
Uh-huh.
And you turn it so it faces forward, like you're, I don't know, showing something in your hand or turning a doorknob outwards. That outward twist, that's lateral rotation.
Right. And for that specific action, our sources point to two particular rotator cuff muscles, the teres minor and the infraspinatus.
Okay, there's two.
Yep. They attach from the back of your shoulder blade, the scapula, and run over to the top part of your humerus. And the key insight here is their positioning, their leverage. When they contract together, they pull in just the right way to rotate that humerus outwards.
Turning the palm forward.
Exactly. It's a really coordinated, specific pull just for that outward rotation.
Makes sense. And naturally, if there's an outward turn, there has to be an inward one too. Medial rotation.
The opposite movement, yeah.
So now picture turning your hand inwards, maybe bringing your forearm across your stomach or reaching behind your back.
Mm-hmm. For that inward or medial rotation, the subscapularis is a key rotator cuff muscle.
Subscapularis, got it.
It sits on the front surface of the shoulder blade and attaches to the front of the humerus. But here's what's really interesting.
Yeah.
It rarely works alone for this. It actually collaborates with several other, often much bigger muscles.
Ah, teamwork again.
Absolutely. The sources mention the pectoralis major, your big chest muscle.
Okay.
The deltoid, the latissimus dorsi, that big back muscle, and the teres major. All working with the subscapularis for medial rotation.
Wow, so that's quite a team.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows for both, you know, fine control from the rotator cuff muscle and real power from the bigger guys. Strength for that inward pull.
Okay, so we've got the rotator cuff handling stability and these precise rotations, sometimes calling in backup.
Uh-huh.
But you mentioned other more superficial muscles handle the bigger movements. Let's talk flexion and flexion first, like lifting your arm straight out in front of you, reaching up high.
Right. Forward lifting, for that, two muscles really work in tandem. The coracobrachialis and the pectoralis major.
Coraco what now?
Coracobrachialis. It's a smaller muscle, runs from a little hook-like bit on your shoulder blade
Okay.
down to about the middle of your upper arm bone. it partners up with the pectoralis major, the big chest muscle again,
right,
to power that forward lift, that flexion.
Interesting.
And what's really fascinating is they don't just do one thing. They also team up, act synergistically, as the anatomists say, to adduct the shoulder.
Adduct. That's bringing the arm towards the body, right?
Exactly. Bringing it down and in towards your side. So these two muscles, pec major and coracobrachialis, they do both forward lifting and bringing the arm in.
So they pull double duty. That seems efficient.
Very efficient. Yeah. And it allows for nuances in movement. Maybe one initiates, the other assists or guides. It gives us that dexterity.
I see. That synergy is definitely a theme here. Okay, so if flexion is lifting forward, the opposite is extension.
Correct. Bringing the arm down from that raised position, or even moving it backwards behind you.
Like pushing off something or reaching into your back pocket.
Mm-hmm. The main muscles for that extension are the teres major and the latissimus dorsi.
The lats, right. The big back ones.
That's them. The latissimus dorsi is huge. It covers a large part of your back, originates all the way from your spine, pelvis, ribs.
Wow.
And inserts onto the front of your humerus, mm-hmm. right near where the teres major also attaches. The teres major comes to the bottom corner of the shoulder blade.
So they insert close together.
Very close.
Yeah.
And they work together, synergistically again, to extend the shoulder, pulling that arm downwards and backwards.
And given the size of the latissimus dorsi, I imagine that's a powerful movement.
Oh, incredibly powerful. Think about swimming, climbing, rowing.
Hmm.
Any strong pulling down motion relies heavily on those two.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've done flexion, extension, medial lateral rotation. We mentioned adduction, bringing the arm in. What about the opposite, abduction?
Right, abduction. Lifting the arm out to the side, away from the body.
Like you're making a snow angel or just reaching sideways.
Exactly. So the muscles that do this, the shoulder abductors, are primarily the supraspinatus and the deltoid.
Supraspinatus, that's another rotator cuff muscle, isn't it?
It is. It sits right on top of the shoulder blade. It's actually really important for starting the movement.
Starting it.
Yeah, it kind of kicks off the first, say, 15 to 30 degrees of that sideways lift. Then the deltoid muscle takes over for the rest.
Ah, the deltoid, the shoulder cap muscle.
That's the one. It's big and strong, and it wraps around the shoulder. It actually has three parts, front, middle, and back.
Okay.
Originating from the collarbone and the shoulder blade and inserting onto the side of the humerus. The middle part is perfectly positioned to pull the arm straight out to the side.
So supraspinatus starts it, deltoid finishes it.
Basically, yes. They work together to abduct a shoulder, lifting it up against gravity.
It really makes you wonder, how does the body coordinate all this? So many muscles, different jobs.
That's a great question. It's not just about raw strength. It's incredibly precise timing, nerve signals firing perfectly, a real balancing act.
Which leads us perfectly, I think, to the grand finale, circumduction.
Ah, yes, the big arm circle.
Right, drawing that big circle in the air. It looks so fluid, so simple when you do it.
Yeah.
But thinking about all the muscles we've just discussed, what's actually going on?
Well, it looks simple, but it's probably the most complex shoulder movement. It's the ultimate display of that muscle synergy we've been talking about. Because it requires all the major shoulder muscles we've mentioned, the flexors, extensors, abductors, adductors, rotators, to activate in a very specific, perfectly timed sequence.
A sequence?
Yeah. It's not just adding up the movements. It's a continuous flow. One muscle group hands off to the next seamlessly.
Wow.
Maintaining control, generating power, and crucially, ensuring the shoulder stays stable throughout that entire wide arc of motion.
So it's like an orchestra.
That's a great analogy. Each muscle plays its part at exactly the right moment. Circumduction really shows off the amazing integration of mobility and stability in the shoulder.
It's elegant, really.
It really is. So let's just quickly recap. We've journeyed from the deep stabilizing core, the rotator cuff, subscapularis, supraspinatus, teres minor, infraspinatus, to the big movers on the surface, handling rotation, lifting forward, flexion, pulling back extension, moving towards the body adduction and away from the body abduction. It's quite the system.
It truly is a marvel of biological engineering. And hopefully this deep dive gives you a whole new appreciation for your own body. Yeah.
Just understanding the sheer precision behind everyday things, actions you don't even think about.
Mm.
It connects you, I think, to how incredible the human body actually is.
That's a great point, that what seems simple, reaching for a mug, waving goodbye, is actually this masterful performance.
A hidden symphony, orchestrated perfectly.
Yeah.
Every single time.
So maybe the next time you reach for something or wave to a friend, take a second. Think about not just the muscles we named, but that complex, unseen, what did you call it? the correct sequence, the timing, and activation that makes it all feel so effortless. And it makes you wonder, doesn't it, what other simple things our bodies do are actually these incredibly intricate ballets of anatomy.
Fantastic thought to leave things on. There's always more complexity hiding beneath the surface.
Indeed. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the amazing mechanics of the human shoulder.